From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Lorna Shaddick. President Barack Obama makes his annual State of the Union address in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday night. The speech to a joint session of Congress is expected to focus on economic inequality in America and the president's plans to fix it. The White House says he'll raise the minimum wage level paid to new federal government contractors in a bid to jumpstart anti-poverty moves. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks has the details.
On the face of it, this is a bold move by President Obama. He's signing an executive order raising the minimum wage for new federal government contractors, including janitors, construction workers, and a host of others, from $7.25 an hour to $10.10 an hour. It's a bid to seize the initiative from Congress, which has been dragging its feet over raising the minimum wage. But the president's executive order, by definition, can only impact a relatively small number of American workers, and he'll make the case for a much larger move to improve the minimum wage in his State of the Union address.
The Prime Minister and Cabinet of Ukraine have resigned amid continuing anti-government demonstrations. Prime Minister Azarov was deeply unpopular with the opposition, who said he mismanaged the economy and failed to tackle corruption. The resignation came as the country's parliament voted overwhelmingly by 361 votes to 2 to scrap recently passed anti-protest laws that led to clashes between police and protesters. The protests have spread in recent days across Ukraine, even to President Yanukovych's stronghold in the east. Well, that ongoing crisis in Ukraine was one of the items on the agenda in Brussels, where a summit between the European Union and Russia got underway on Tuesday. Both neighbours accused the other of meddling in Ukrainian internal affairs, but Russia's President Vladimir Putin denied Moscow was interfering, saying it's merely looking after its own economic interests.
As to the issue of Ukraine signing the association agreement with the EU, the concern here is not the sovereign choice of the Ukraine, but the economic impact of that agreement. And we had a detailed discussion with our colleagues today. Could this exist in the free trade zone that Ukraine is in right now? In fact, the zone was originally promoted by the Ukraine. We would most likely fail to preserve the current preferential regime for the Ukraine if it signed the association agreement.
The trial has begun in Egypt of former Islamist President Mohamed Morsi, who's charged with escaping from prison in 2011. Mr. Morsi shouted that he is still the country's legitimate leader. He was deposed by the military last July and now faces 4 separate criminal charges. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Two of the most powerful men from the Bosnian War of the 1990s are in court on trial for war crimes. Former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic called on his ex-deputy Ratko Mladic to give evidence at the tribunal in The Hague, but Mr. Mladic has refused. Jack Parrock reports.
Radovan Karadzic and Ratko Mladic, the highest-ranking Bosnian Serb officials from the Bosnian War, have appeared together in public for the first time since the conflict ended in 1995. Mr. Karadzic, who faces 11 charges, including genocide, has called on Mr. Mladic, who is his deputy and head of the military, to testify that he hadn't been the one to order the killing of over 7,500 Muslims in the infamous Srebrenica massacre. Both men are being tried simultaneously at the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia being held in The Hague, but haven't been in the same room until now. They continue to deny war crimes and crimes against humanity for their part in the 3-year Bosnian conflict.
Pete Seeger has died of natural causes at the age of 94. The noted American folk singer was a member of the American Communist Party and even indicted by the US Congress. Here's Priscilla Huff.
I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning.
My job is to show folks there's a lot of good music in this world, said Pete Seeger in his 90th year. And he was convinced that music, if used right, might help save the planet.
Do everything, turn, turn, turn.
During his brief stint as a student at Harvard University, Pete Seeger joined the Young Communist League, a decision that would haunt him even though he quit the group. Nearly 20 years later, after building a career researching, writing, and performing folk music with groups such as the Weavers, he was indicted on 10 counts of contempt of the U.S. Congress for refusing to answer questions about his political beliefs and his voting record. A prison sentence of 1 year was later overturned, and he continued to focus on his music.
That's the latest Feature Story News. Lorna Shaddick reporting.